Perhaps the greatest football player in Ball State history, a man who became one of the NFL's greatest running backs, came not out of Schumann Stadium, but out of the modest athletics field across University Avenue from Ball Memorial Hospital. The player was Tim Brown from Ball State Teachers College. And joining us this morning is former Ball State Teachers College Dean, Dr. Roy Weaver, who, with two fellow authors, tell the story of the modest and multi-talented athlete who was a dynamo. The man was Tim Brown, and the book is called Timmy Brown, Running Against the Grain. And we welcome now Dr. Roy Weaver. Thanks for being with us.
Happy to be with you.
So from where did Tim Brown come, and when was he at Ball State?
He was born in Richmond, Indiana. His parents divorced when he was about 7 years old. He ended up in the Indiana Soldiers and Sailors Home in Knightstown. And from 1955 to 1959, he was at Ball State.
He got to the NFL by way of one of the greats in NFL coaching history.
Yes, he ended up with the Packers in Vince Lombardi's first year there.
Vince Lombardi's first year. He picked Tim Brown from Ball State.
Yes.
But he was let go. Not Lombardi, but Tim Brown.
Yes, he made it through the exhibition season and played in one regular season game, and then he was cut. The Eagles picked him up then, and he played for the Eagles for the next 8 years, and then his last year he played for the Baltimore Colts.
Did Lombardi have some regrets after seeing what Tim Brown achieved at Philadelphia?
He did, years later, and he admitted that Tim on that first year was the fastest player on the team, and he was very talented, but years later he stopped a bus after a game in Philadelphia and talked to Tim and said, "I made a mistake." He said, "It was my first year of coaching. But I'm really happy you've done so well."
Yeah, well, that's remarkable coming from, again, a coaching icon there in Vince Lombardi. The Philadelphia community still reveres Tim Brown. Could you give us an idea of his accomplishments on the field and what happened in Dallas with the Cowboys that still irks Philadelphia fans?
Tim was very successful with the Eagles. In fact, when he died on April 4th, 2020, he was still the Eagles' all-time leader in every yard per game, still held the team record for most kickoff returns, most kickoff return yards, and most kickoff returns for touchdowns. What you're referring to is on November 6th of 1966, he was the first player in NFL history to run two kickoffs back for a touchdown in a single game. The following year, the word on the street was they were going to get even. He had some calls from other players he knew, and he said, "Watch out for the next game." In that next game at Dallas, he was running a decoy route, which is a route where you're not intended to be the receiver. And as he moved and turned around, Leroy Jordan, a big defensive lineman for the Cowboys, took his elbow, busted his jaw, knocked out six teeth, had a concussion, blood spewing in his mouth. And it said that is the beginning of the hatred the Eagles hold against the Dallas Cowboys.
It happened to be a Ball State player that was the catalyst slash victim of that incident right there. The book is called Timmy Brown, Running Against the Grain. What is the running against the grain part?
He had an attitude. He was not bashful at a time when blacks probably were not encouraged to be outspoken about life. And he was not afraid to express his opinion on what he thought was wrong. For example, in one preseason game, the Packers went to North Carolina, and the white players all stayed in a motel, and the black players had to stay in a dormitory at an all-black school. And he was incensed by that. But another player calmed it down and said, "Look," he said, "you don't want to jeopardize your chances of playing in the NFL, so keep yourself quiet." He did, but he ran a pass for 22 yards toward the end of the game, which helped beat the Washington team. And at that time, Washington was known as the segregated football team. And so he, in a way, got revenge.
Yeah, he was outspoken, but yet modest.
Very modest, very quiet person. He was not boastful in any way, and he was always very considerate, polite, and interested in others.
He achieved greatness on the field with all of these running accomplishments, but he also achieved greatness off the field. In fact, he became a model and a movie star.
Right. NFL Films years ago portrayed him as a Renaissance man, in part because he modeled for Botany 500 Janssen swimwear. He was an actor. He was one of only two actors who were in both the movie MASH and the TV series MASH, and he was in 13 other movies. He recorded 6 single records. One was called I've Got a Secret, which landed him, of course, a time on the show, I've Got a Secret. He was in about 22 television series with like The Wild Wild West, Mary Tyler Moore, Adam 12, Mission Impossible. And he ended his career spending the last 10 years of his life as working for L.A. Probation Office for the first 5 years with youth gangs and the last 5 years with adults.
Guiding young men to a better life.
Yeah, right.
The movie MASH, he was a surgeon. Of course, he was the only black surgeon there, and he was on the first 6 episodes right. of the TV series with Alan Alda and crew. Why didn't he stay with MASH?
They're contradicting stories. One was that he was taken off because there was no evidence that there were black medical personnel in the military at the time. There's some evidence that's probably not true. The other one was that he was interested in making movies. He was convinced by his agent that being a movie star was much better than being on the MASH TV series, which was a huge mistake.
So the book is Timmy Brown, Running Against the Grain, authored by Dr. Roy Weaver and two others who are...
David Sullivan, a Ball State graduate who worked as a copy editor for the Philadelphia Inquirer for 30 years, and Sean Shriver, who works in Teachers College today and is an entertainment historian.
All right, Dr. Roy Weaver from the Ball State Teachers College, retired, we should say. Thank you very much.
Thank you.